so it is Christmas Day, day 25, everyone. Whoa. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. It's so exciting. I'm glad you're back. Hey, it's Christmas Day. I hope that you had a great Christmas morning and you're going to have your family today. We're all working from home today. We're all on a video call, and we're going to make an episode just for you. It's our Christmas present to you. We've got some great Christmas ideas of what you can do today and over the holidays. So much to do. Are you ready? Here we go, everybody. Everyone count down with me. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is day 25. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. We did it. We made it all the way to day 25. We hope you have a day filled with fun, family, happiness, play and great memories. Happy holidays. This is your daily podcast where together, we have counted down to Christmas one episode at a time. Head over to dailysantapodcast.com. That's dailysantapodcast.com to stay in touch with the show and all the great things ahead in the new year. Today we are going to look back at some of the fun we have had. Everyone is working from home today, so we are jumping on a video chat to record today. Grab some cookies and hot chocolate, maybe a s'more or candy cane cookie, and let's start the show.
Twinkle, Merry Christmas. Happy to be here with you. Selfie, hi, everyone. Carla, Kendall, everyone's here. It's great. We're all doing this remotely, so I see Selfie still trying to get his camera working. I can hear you, Selfie. We can't see you. We just have a picture of candy cane cookies on the screen. So, yeah, once you're ready, Selfie. Yeah, once you're ready, let us know. But yeah, welcome everyone. I can see you on my screen. Everyone can hear me. Great. Thumbs up. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. Nice to see you all. I miss having you in the studio.
Merry Christmas, everyone. It's your favorite elf.
That would be a great start. Let's hear the voice message for today.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Emily and I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. Santa, I did not hear you at all last night. My dog didn't even wake up, like, at all. I went downstairs and saw that you enjoyed the candy cane cookies that I made and you left some great presents for my family, and for me too. Aww. Thank you, Santa, for all you do. I really want to say thank you more to the people in my life that love and care for me. Your podcast has helped me learn how to be more thankful. So, Santa, thank you. And everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast, thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone listening. This is Emily. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that message. Wow. Great to hear from everyone listening around the world. Even though this is day 25 of our daily episodes, you can leave Santa a message on our website. You can leave a voice message or send Santa an email. Everything can be found at dailysantapodcast.com. Again, dailysantapodcast.com.
Okay, I think we should go to Kendall in the newsroom from home. Kendall, you ready? All right, here she goes. Over to Kendall.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. This is Kindle, and this is your update on day 25 of the Daily Santa Podcast. Merry Christmas, everyone. In the news, the Daily Santa Podcast team is working from home today after a long stretch of podcast recordings. For the past 25 days, the Daily Santa Podcast team have been recording their podcasts at our local radio station recording studio. As one of the newest members of the team, and probably the youngest, this has been such a great experience. I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to bring you the news here on the show. So thank you to you for listening. In other news, Santa has made another amazing trip around the world. Due to the willingness of children and families, going to bed early, Santa was able to accomplish his trip in record time. Apart for a short stop over to collect supplies for additional s'mores, Santa safely completed his trip. Santa would like to thank NORAD and all those countries around the world that made this trip possible. Let's check the forecast, to the weather guy.
Yeah, Kendall, it's a break in the weather. Actually, there is no snow in the schedule for today. A nice break for everyone. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, weather guy, for keeping us safe. Glad to hear that we have a break in the weather. Yeah! Happy holidays to you and to your weather family. Finally, we go one more time to Walter at the reindeer stables to get an update on what we would anticipate to be a fairly tired group of reindeer. Walter, how are things where you are? Oh, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Kendall. Happy holidays to you. This is Walter, and yes, I am surrounded by some pretty exhausted reindeer. All 9 of Santa's reindeer completed this year's trip in record time. I am here with Kevin the reindeer. Kevin is this year's backup reindeer. Kevin, you didn't get called up this year, but you are still a vital member of the team. If any of Santa's reindeer were unable to fly this year, Christmas might not have happened. By having you dressed and ready for game day, we had full confidence in a successful outcome. How does it feel to see your team back here safe and sound? Are you looking forward to celebrating with your team once they wake up from a well-deserved nap? Kevin, any words of encouragement for kids out there that are looking for their big break? Awesome. Thanks, Kevin, and thank you at home for tuning in.
On behalf of the team here at the Santa Daily News, we want to wish you a safe holiday. Be sure to give your family and friends lots of love this holiday. Thanks for listening to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Let's go to Carla for our Christmas Day Santa Fact.
Hey everyone, this is Carla. We are going to play a game for today's facts. Ready to play along? Great, let's go. I will read the question and give you a moment to answer, then I will share the answer. Let's go, I have 25 questions for you, because it is December 25th. 1. Whose nose was actually a button? Answer, Frosty the Snowman. 2. How many reindeer are there including Rudolph? Answer, 9. 3. Which mint candy is popular during Christmas time? Answer, candy canes. 4. Which popular Christmas drink is also called milk punch? Answer, eggnog. 5. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on which real-life department store? Answer, Macy's. 6. As per the tradition, what do people put on the top of a Christmas tree? Answer, an angel. 7. Where was Jesus Christ born? Answer, Bethlehem. 8. Which color is Santa's belt? Answer, black. 9. Which country started the culture of decorating a Christmas tree? Answer, Germany. 10. Where does Santa Claus live? Answer, North Pole. 11. What are Santa's helpers called? Answer, elves. 12. What made Frosty come to life in the song Frosty the Snowman? Answer: an old silk hat. 13. Total: how many gifts are given for 12 days of Christmas? Answer: 364. 14. Who is the writer of the song Christmas Carol? Answer: Charles Dickens. 15. Who is the most famous of Santa's reindeer? Answer: Rudolph. 16. What is the color of the holly berry? Answer: red. 17. What piece of clothing is hung near the fireplace on Christmas Eve? Answer: stockings. 18. What is the color of the Grinch? Answer: green. 19. What kind of food do you leave for Santa's reindeer? Answer: carrots. 20. What are the three words that Santa usually greets people with? Answer: ho ho ho. 21. Which little Whoville resident saw the Grinch stealing the Christmas tree in Dr. Seuss: How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Answer: Cindy Lou Who. 22. Who made Frosty the Snowman come to life? Answer: Santa Claus. 23. What is the name of the green and red plant that is used to decorate houses during Christmas? Answer: poinsettia. 24. Who spies on naughty kids and reports them to Santa? Answer: the elf on the shelf. 25. What Christmas movie depicts a train that takes kids to the North Pole on Christmas Eve? Answer: the Polar Express. Well done, everyone. Thanks for playing along with us here on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Let's go to Kendall and Carla for some suggestions on what we can do over the holidays. Looking forward to this. Welcome to you both.
Hey everyone, this is Carla.
And this is Kendall. We thought we would join up with some great ideas on what to do on your Christmas holiday break as a family.
We are going to share some ideas of what you can do as a family to create great Christmas memories.
We hope these ideas spark some creative ideas for you today. Ready, Carla?
Yes, Kendall, let's go.
What to do on Christmas Day at home. Christmas is a special time of year when friends and family get together to celebrate fun Christmas activities for families. However, it can be challenging to come up with Christmas-themed activities that will keep everyone occupied at all times.
This list of Christmas Day activities for families is perfect if you're looking for fun things to do at home on Christmas Day. If you have planned a busy Christmas Day with visits to friends and family, it tends to fill up on its own. However, if you prefer a quiet Christmas Day at home this year, there are still numerous ways to make it even more special. Things to do at home on Christmas Day: if you have a large family and spend a lot of the holidays at different homes, it can be nice to just stay home on Christmas Day. Especially if you have young children just starting to understand the magic of Christmas morning.
After the frantic opening of gifts in the morning, packing everyone up to go to your first Christmas event of the day can be exhausting, particularly when children simply want to play with their new toys.
Staying at home or hosting parties at home can be just as enjoyable, if not more so. You don't have to worry about being on time throughout the day. You can control the atmosphere and make it as casual or festive as you want.
In addition, if you have young children, they will probably be more at ease and less stressed in their own home. Because of this, now is the ideal time to participate in festive activities that the whole family can enjoy.
We have compiled a list of fantastic suggestions to keep everyone occupied and happy throughout the day. So don't worry, continue reading for our best advice on how to enjoy Christmas Day at home.
Fun Christmas Day exercises for families.
Perhaps the best thing about spending Christmas Day at home is that you can get things done at your own speed. There's a compelling reason to rush off to the following occasion or stress over being someplace on time.
As a result, you can take your time opening presents and have a leisurely breakfast as a family. Then, when everybody is ready for something else, you can fill your day with one of the following activities.
1. Make a gingerbread house. This traditional activity is ideal for involving everyone.
There will undoubtedly be some originality, as well as delicious treats, involved, regardless of whether you start from scratch or use a gingerbread house kit.
You can even make your gingerbread houses the day before Christmas and decorate them on Christmas Day if you want to make things easier. This is really smart, assuming you are making a few gingerbread houses.
2. Put on a Christmas movie marathon. Now is a great time to watch all of the holiday films you missed during the busy holiday season. Make some popcorn, get comfy on the couch, and spend the day watching Christmas movies or new releases.
Have no idea what to watch. The following are some of our favorite family Christmas movies we will be watching. Home Alone 1 and 2.
Elf.
The Grinch.
The Christmas Chronicles 1 and 2.
The Santa Claus.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
The Polar Express.
A Christmas Carol. 3. Christmas Dance Party. On the other hand, you can always put on a festive playlist and have a dance party instead, if you want something a little more active to get everyone re-energized after opening Christmas presents early in the morning.
Dancing is fun. And there are Christmas songs for everyone. Move around with a fun playlist.
A great way to get everyone into the holiday spirit is to play Christmas music while doing other things.
4. Bake Christmas cookies. A great way to involve everyone, especially the kids, is this one. You can be sure that everyone will be willing to taste test your new Christmas cookie recipe or traditional gingerbread cookie.
Or make rum balls, candy cane treats. 5. Random acts of kindness. Christmas Day is a wonderful opportunity to be kind to others.
For many people, the Christmas season can be difficult because they may be missing loved ones who are unable to be with them, who have passed away, or who are experiencing financial hardship.
You and your family might decide to perform a random act of kindness for a person you know who could use some extra cheer. This could look like giving a neighbor some freshly baked Christmas cookies,
or sending Christmas cards to local charities and community services, such as the police station and charities, to express gratitude for their efforts.
In order to keep the community safe and running smoothly, many people work on Christmas Day and are away from their families. A simple card or gift can make all the difference in the world for someone.
6. Have a special Christmas breakfast. It's finally time to wake up and see what Santa brought after all the excitement of Christmas Eve.
Take some time to enjoy a special Christmas breakfast together before gifts and playing with new toys cause too much distraction.
This is the ideal chance to enjoy some additional extraordinary breakfast dishes, similar to fun molded flapjacks or sweet baked goods. You can make some delicious Christmas breakfast dishes ahead of time if you don't want to spend the morning cooking.
7. Make Christmas adornments. Make your own salt batter trimmings for your Christmas tree, or take a stab at making other Christmas beautifications and decorations to enliven your home 1 year from now.
8. Sing Christmas carols together. Sing some carols to get into the Christmas spirit. You can even go out into the neighborhood and sing Christmas carols to your neighbors to bring them some holiday cheer.
9. Do a Christmas craft together on Christmas Day. You can do a variety of festive and fun crafts together. You could try your hand at making Christmas outfits to wear or making Christmas cards and wrapping paper on your own.
10. Go back and listen to all 25 days of the Daily Santa Podcast on YouTube or by visiting dailysantapodcast.com.
11. Play Christmas games. You can add a festive spin to almost any game. Make your favorite Christmas-themed party games Christmas-themed, or check out this huge list of fun Christmas-themed game ideas for kids and adults.
Charades, Christmas bingo, saran wrap, and minute to win it games with holiday themes are excellent choices.
Or just get out the board games your family likes and have a Christmas game night with snacks.
12. Take a trip down memory lane together by pulling out the family home videos and photo albums. Ask everyone in the family to talk about their favorite Christmas memories.
This is a great way to learn more about your family's history, as well as a fun way to spend some time together around the Christmas tree. 13. Make a Christmas scavenger hunt. A Christmas scavenger hunt is a great way to get everyone moving, especially if you've eaten too much food in the afternoon and are feeling sluggish.
Creating your clues and deciding what to hide will require advanced planning for this activity. Everyone can participate in your Christmas treasure hunt inside or outside.
Just like an Easter egg hunt, but with a fun Christmas theme, hide little gifts, treats, jokes about Christmas, crackers, and novelty toys for people to find.
14. Set up a video call with your loved ones if they won't be able to be with you on Christmas Day. It's a great way to stay in touch and still see their faces, and it's the best substitute for being there in person. Some of these other Christmas activities, like reading a Christmas story or playing charades, could even be done virtually together.
15. Make hot chocolate. Nothing screams Christmas more than a big mug of cocoa. With marshmallows, whipped cream, sprinkles, candy canes, and chocolate shavings as the finishing touches, you can make a festive hot chocolate that is truly exceptional.
You could even turn it into a hot chocolate bar where customers can customize their drinks by selecting their own toppings.
Alternately, you can make these delicious hot cocoa bombs ahead of time and serve them with warm milk.
16. Start a jigsaw puzzle. As a family, take advantage of a lazy day between meals and celebrations by starting a jigsaw puzzle. While still allowing you to enjoy a stress-free Christmas day at home, this is a fun brain training activity.
17. Make a Christmas meal from a different country. If you've always wanted to spend Christmas in a different country this year, why not make that dream a reality?
Make a family meal of a traditional Christmas dish from another country and cook it together. You might decide to include some of the world's most delectable Christmas dishes on your own annual Christmas menu from now on. 18. Make your own Christmas crackers. While Christmas crackers purchased in a store are enjoyable, they can be quite costly. DIY Christmas crackers can be made at home, did you know?
Also, it's truly simple. Wrapping paper, cracker fillers, treats, jokes, and small toys work well. Cracker snaps and some ribbon or twine are all you need.
Prepare your own crackers so that they can be popped at Christmas dinner.
19. Winter activities for your backyard. If you live where there is snow, go outside and enjoy your winter wonderland in your backyard. Make snowmen or snow angels. Go sledding down the nearest hill with your sleds.
20. Summer activities for your backyard. If you're like us and live in the Southern Hemisphere, Christmas is celebrated in the summer and there are a lot of fun things to do with the family during the summer.
If you have access to a backyard swimming pool, head out to the backyard for a water balloon fight or a swim. If you have the space, you could also play frisbee or cricket.
You could even set up a sprinkler and run through it, just like kids do in the heat of summer. You can still enjoy your favorite warm weather activities even though it is Christmas.
21. Slumber party for the family. Host a family sleepover in the living room if you want to stay up late. Your family might make this a new favorite Christmas tradition.
Enjoy spending time with your family and waking up on Christmas morning together by bringing out the sleeping bags, pillows, and Christmas pajamas.
If you have the space, you can go all out and set up a tent inside, or you can set it up in the backyard for a fun camping experience, complete with festive decorations like fairy lights.
22. Declutter toys for the purpose of giving away. While we typically conduct a significant toy declutter in the weeks leading up to Christmas in order to prepare the house for the arrival of brand new toys and gifts, this can also be a great activity to engage in with children on Christmas Day.
Give your children the chance to choose the toys they no longer want or need, and if any are in good condition,
you can donate them to a local toy drive or charity to teach them how to help others.
23. Learn about Christmas's past. If you want to unwind from the bustle of Christmas Day, gather your family around a table to discuss Christmas's past. What started this holiday? What does it imply for various global cultures? You can read books together, watch documentaries, or just do a quick search on Google.
24. Have an indoor snowball fight. If you don't live in a snowy area, no issue. You can organize your own snowball fight inside. Simply roll some white paper into balls and get ready for some fun. Choose an area of your home where you are confident that nothing will be damaged. Use pads and delicate decorations to construct posts and enjoy a heap of chuckles together.
25. Together, create a scrapbook or photo book by putting together all of your favorite Christmas photos and memories. Print your favorite photos from the year in advance for a physical scrapbook, or jump on the computer and collaborate on a digital or photo book.
How about some places to go as a family on Christmas Day? If you're looking for places to go on Christmas Day to get you out of the house for a while, there are still a lot of options. Many well-known tourist attractions are open all year long.
Take a walk. Strolling is an extraordinary method for getting a few activity and outside air while partaking in quality time altogether. This is better than a Christmas Day nap and might be just what you need after a big Christmas dinner.
Visit the local Christmas lights. One of the best aspects of the holiday season is the beautiful decorations and lights. You can usually find one or two streets that are worth driving by to see, and many neighborhoods go all out on decorating their homes.
If you haven't had a chance to go earlier in the month, This is great for looking for Christmas activities for the whole family to do on Christmas night. For added holiday magic, many stores also decorate their windows with holiday decorations and displays of Christmas lights.
Attend a Christmas concert or carol service. There is nothing quite like attending a Christmas concert or concert to get into the holiday spirit.
During the holiday season, there are usually a lot of these, so do some research to find one that you and your friends or family would enjoy.
Go ice skating. Assuming you live in the northern side of the equator, odds are you approach an open-air arena or indoor field where you can go ice skating.
This is a fun way to spend an hour or two on Christmas Day, and a great active activity for adults as well as kids.
If you're looking for a better way to give back this Christmas, why not volunteer at a local charity?
During the holiday season, there are a lot of organizations that would benefit from additional assistance.
You could help out at a local animal shelter, serve food at a soup kitchen, or simply visit with the elderly in a nursing home.
There are numerous ways to give back and brighten someone else's Christmas. You might even meet some new people along the way, who knows?
Christmas is a time of fun, family, and friends. There are plenty of Christmas Day activities for kids and families to enjoy together.
If you're looking for things to do on Christmas Day that will keep everyone entertained, make some new Christmas customs and happy memories that will last long after everyone has finished eating and opening their presents.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Daily Santa Podcast.
Thanks, some great ideas for all of us in that. Great suggestions.
Let's go to Twinkle. Today's topic, I think we're talking about being thankful. Twinkle, I can hear the fire in the background. Sounds great. I can see you're nice and warm. Let's see what we're talking about today.
Today's topic is about saying, thank you. If you received a gift, love or anything special today from people in your life that love you, say, thank you. On a special day like today, we sometimes forget to say thank you to the people in our lives that have done so much for us. There are 5 good reasons to thank people more often. 1.
Thank you very much.
It's the simplest way to show gratitude. The simplest way to show gratitude is to say, thank you. An attitude of gratitude is what makes us happy. When you are thankful for what you have, even the smallest things make your life more abundant and joyful. By saying, thank you, you show appreciation. Being grateful helps everybody, too.
Thank you very much.
People feel loved and appreciated. The simplest way to say I appreciate you is to say, thank you. When people are praised and appreciated, they also feel more motivated. It shows that you appreciate their efforts. They might even be motivated to go above and beyond. 3.
Thank you very much.
Making others feel good brings good back to you. In the smallest of ways, you brighten someone's day by making them feel valued and important. Additionally, they are more likely to share that feeling with others. Saying thank you also makes people more likely to do good deeds for you in the future. 4.
Thank you very much.
Being grateful makes you feel better and happier. Did you know that simply saying thank you can make your life happier? It not only makes other people and yourself feel great when you express your gratitude to them. Happy people make others around them happy. Thankful people do the same. 5.
Thank you very much.
Your life is full. The art of living is to be thankful for everything you have. It makes you happy to be thankful for everything you have. Try this with your friends, family, or just anyone if you don't believe me. When you are thankful and say, thank you, you will attract people and change the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you everyone for being a part of the Daily Santa Podcast. Over the past 25 days, we wanted to encourage you to live a great life. Whether you are young or old, we can all learn how to be better. We have looked at having good manners, being honest, showing respect, being responsible, showing compassion, to not make others feel small, show kindness, that our community matters, to be patient with others, show appreciation, be truthful, be positive, be creative, to have a better image of ourselves, to be grateful, to show love, to forgive others, to be helpful, to give first before we get, to be friendly, to make mistakes, to keep trying, to celebrate you and today. To be thankful. From everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast, happy holidays. We are thankful for you.
Okay, everyone. I'm this is producer Dave. I just want to jump on at the end and say this has been 25 days in a row that we have been together. I am so happy for all of the listeners around the world. Yes, it's been a lot of work, but we've done it all for you. And we're going to stay here for you because you guys are important. So stay tuned to DailySantaPodcast.com, our website. You can always send us messages any day, all year round. always take your messages. Please share the podcast. Even now that Christmas Day has happened, please share with other people. And thank you for listening with your family and your friends. Go back and listen again. There's still probably stuff you missed. Thank you so much for being part of the Daily Santa Podcast. We love you guys. Cheers. Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll see you soon, okay? Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye. Yay! And what would be Christmas without some bloopers? So here you go. A little extra. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you soon, okay? Bye from now.
Okay, guys. This is Sophie. I'm ready to...
There's somebody at the door. I can't get the door open. It's stuck. One second. Noel, door stuck.
Santa, I think you dropped something on the floor. That looks like a cookie. Is that a cookie? Oh, sorry. Were we recording? Sorry.
Are my headphones working? Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? Wave your hands if you can hear me. Anyone? Bueller. Oh no. What is going on? I guess it would help if I plugged it in. Okay, now I feel silly. Selfie, was that you messing with my headphones?
Hello everyone, I'm just having my coffee. Oh, it's hot. I burnt my tongue. That's really, really warm.
Welcome to day 3 of the Daily Santa Podcast.
Twinkle, it's actually, we're on day 2, not day 3, so...
Sorry, day 2. What did I say? Day 3.
Can we, take that from the top again?
So sorry. Let's try that again.
Tomorrow would be day 3.
I am living in the future. Where is my DeLorean?
Alright, here we go. Try again. Hurry.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ach.
Ach who?
Bless you.
Producer Dave is back. Sit up. He's back. Doing a podcast is a lot of work. Did I start that right? Doing a podcast is a lot of work. Let's try that again. Hey, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Oh, sorry. We're recording. I was just... coming up with this new song I'm working on, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are, up above the something something. I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. It's going to be a big thing. I'm going to be a big star, you know? A big star.
Welcome to the Daily Kindle Podcast. My name is Santa, and here is what is happening. Okay, that did not go well, like, at all. Wait. What? Sorry, let's try that again from the top.
Okay, so I have a plan. I have my phone on silent. And I think I can get away with it. No one will know. Just you and me. No one will know. I have my phone. Oh, it's right here beside me. No one will ever know. Because it's on silent. My phone. Oh, here comes producer Dave. How do I get this off?
Merry Christmas.